G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
Well, there is an old religious joke that you might have heard about a few quotations that were graffitied on a bathroom wall. And the first one reads like this: God is dead, signed Nietzsche, or Friedrich Nietzsche. And below that, someone has added some words: Nietzsche is dead, signed God. Well, let's talk about atheists today, as Bill Muhlenberg has been reflecting and asking the question, what is happening to all the atheists? Well, Bill's back with us. Hey, Bill, welcome back to 2020.
Always great to be here.
Well, Bill, it seemed like there was a bit of a season, wasn't there, where the so-called group, the new atheists, were all over things. They were in the media. There were documentaries, all sorts of things about them. But that seems to have died down a lot. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it is. It's been waning a bit, a little bit less in the spotlight. I think it was 2006 when Dawkins' famous book came out refuting theists, especially Christians, The God Delusion, he called it, and there were a bunch of others that came out at the same time. In fact, what were known as the Four Horsemen of the New Atheism, right? Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Daniel Dennett, and Christopher Hitchens. I think all four of them were churning out books at the time, all denouncing God, and especially the Christian God. Well, that quote you gave at the front there, you know, Nietzsche's dead. Well, two of the four horsemen, if you will, are now dead as well. Christopher Hitchens, of course, died of cancer some time ago now, but the second one, Daniel Dennett, just passed away a week ago. So that leaves Dawkins at about, I think, age 83. So he's no spring chicken, and a younger Sam Harris. So if nothing else, while God may not have died, certainly everyone else does, including angry atheists. So that's part of the deal. And a lot of them are simply dying off. But other good news is some of them are coming to Christ, coming to God. Some of the famous atheists of the world have renounced that and have become theists, if not Christians. So either by conversion or simply passing away, we are losing some of the more famous atheists. And as I say in my recent piece, well, let's keep praying for the bunch of them.
Let's just clarify a thing or two here, Bill, because when we think of an atheist who puts aside their faith in atheism, to frame it like that, either we think of them becoming Christians, but as you say, as some of them become theists. In other words, they haven't necessarily found Christ as Lord and Savior, but they have found God. Is that the way that you'd define those terms?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And probably one of the most famous examples of this before Richard Dawkins was on the scene as probably the world's leading and most vocal atheist, there was somebody even bigger and better and badder, I guess, than him, Anthony Flew, a philosopher and atheist. So before Dawkins made a name for himself, pretty much everybody knew who Anthony Flew was, as probably the world's leading atheist. And yet he shocked the world back in around 2004 when he came out and said he's renouncing his atheism. In fact, a few years later, he put out a book saying there is a God. So this is, a case in point of what you mentioned. He abandoned atheism for theism. That is, now he had to recognize that there must be a God, there must be a creator God, an intelligent being, But yeah, that's, as you point out, the first step. You need to keep moving if you want to become a Christian. You have to recognize who Christ is, what he did, put your faith and trust in him, and so on. So simply abandoning atheism doesn't necessarily make you a Christian straight away. It may mean you've now become a theist. You believe God exists, but there's another step to keep going. But as I pointed out in my book review of Flew's book back then, he actually, as a closing chapter or appendix, had a chapter on the resurrection, and he looked at the work of N.T. Wright, and he said, this is the most compelling evidence I've thus far found for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it seems he was quite open to, you know, the whole Christian gospel, the whole truth claims of Christ and his resurrection, although he did die a few years later. So the question is, did he simply die a theist, or did he go all the way and become a, you know, a full-blown Christian? I'm not quite sure what the answer to that is. I guess we'll find out one day. So, yeah, you're right. You can leave the world of atheism and acknowledge that there is a God, but you still have to keep moving to say, all right, which God? And, you know, especially, is the claims of Christ, is that something we run with or something else?
A little pause for a moment, Bill, because it must take great courage for these well-known atheists to admit, because basically if you're writing books and you're reflecting on these things, or you're out in public and all of a sudden everyone's got a spotlight on you admitting that you were wrong, and I know that the right Christian response is not to say, well, I told you so all along, but, but it must take an awful lot of courage for someone who has been openly an atheist to admit that there is something wrong with their thinking, and that they have discovered there is new truth and new dimensions to understanding reality.
Yeah, quite so. I mean, it's hard for anybody, right, to admit anything about being wrong. You know, pick any example you can think of to admit that, hey, I got this wrong. I held to wrong beliefs. It could be on, I don't know, anything. Maybe you've got a recipe for a certain food item, which you've always been doing a certain way, and somebody points out to you, oh, you're doing it wrong. You've left out a key ingredient, whatever. It can be that trivial, but it's always a bit hard to say you're wrong. But here, as you point out, it's quite, well, it's hardcore. In fact, look at an example otherwise, say in Islam. If a Muslim abandons Islam, he's considered to be an apostate, and the punishment for that is death. Well, you don't have quite the same in the world of atheism, but well, you can still be considered to be an apostate. Getting back to Anthony Flew, when he did renounce his atheism, put out this book, he got hammered by, well, certainly all of his fellow atheists. They really just attacked him mercilessly. In fact, they claimed, oh, he's getting old, his mind is turning to mush, that's why he's written this book, or somebody else wrote it for him, he couldn't have written it himself. And, you know, they basically said he's going bonkers on his old age. That's the kind of tolerance and enlightened thought of many atheists when somebody from their own flock decides to turn away from atheism. So, yeah, it takes courage. You're going to get nailed big time, certainly from your buddies, and much of the secular media will take a hammering to you as well. So, yeah, it's a brave thing to break free of this kind of thing, especially if you've been in it for decades and decades.
Some listeners will remember you in a conversation here on 2020 just a couple of weeks ago, reflecting on Richard Dawkins and some developments in his thought there around considering himself even to be a cultural Christian. But you take a bit of time in one of the latest articles you've written this week to describe a lot of atheists. Which ones come to mind for you as being the ones that perhaps for listeners will stand out and they'll go, oh, they were an atheist before they were well known as a Christian?
Yeah. Oh, look, well, there's heaps, plenty, millions. Well, there's millions of people have converted, but certainly many hundreds, if not thousands, of kind of famous names over the centuries who did abandon their either atheism or heavy-duty agnosticism and became believers. I think I got about 20 or so of pretty well-known names in my recent article. I mean, obvious candidates would be, right, people like C.S. Lewis. Everybody thinks, oh, great, C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia, his great Christian works and apologetics. But we may forget that, hey, at one time, back in his Cambridge and Oxford days, he was a gung-ho atheist who wanted nothing to do with God. So he had a fairly radical conversion, helped in part by people like Tolkien, right, the Lord of the Rings author, and others who kind of gently led him to consider the truth claims of Christianity. So he would be one pretty obvious name, but, well, there's lots in terms of, say, apologetics and defending the faith. Probably a lot of your listeners know of a book that came out almost 100 years ago now, Who Moved the Stone, by Frank Morrison, right? The story, you might recall, he was a skeptic, doubted, you know, some of the claims of Christ, certainly crucifixion, resurrection. So he wanted to write a book debunking Christ in the Gospels. But the more he dug into it, the more evidence he found. He thought, wow, it's true. What he not only lived, he died, and he rose again. So this book, Who Moved the Stone, it's still available today. In fact, that book led in turn to many other famous conversions. Many people know Lee Strobel, who wrote books like The Case for Christ. Well, he was influenced by that book that came out in 1930. So it's interesting. He just kind of, you know, one conversion will lead to another and a lot of impact. So there's so many names we can look at here, and many of them I have written up in separate stories. One more quickie, Christopher Hitchens, right? Famous atheist who died maybe a decade ago with cancer. And by the way, a book was written about him from a guy who got to know him. He had become friends with some Christians, and one guy wrote a book on the faith of Christopher Hitchens that he may have given himself to Christ at the end of his life. But he's got a brother, Peter Hitchens, who also was an atheist and a Trotskyite back in his youth, but he is now outspoken, vocal Christian. So here you had Christopher, the atheist, and Peter, his brother, a very vocal Christian. So he has been, you know, fighting the good fight in England as a journalist and columnist. And he even wrote a book on how he came to faith as well. So, you know, some of these big names, if not themselves, it could be a family member who's come to Christ. And so we see this so often. In fact, just recently, again, one of the right-hand men, if you can put it that way, one of the real colleagues of Dawkins, he himself has also just become a Christian, much to the chagrin of Dawkins. So it's just everywhere you turn of late, you're seeing people who either have become or seem to be becoming Christ followers. So it's if you're an atheist, it's kind of a rough time for them, right? They're either dying off or a lot of their members are turning to God.
And you also mention in your latest article that there are some names that seem to be on the brink of moving towards Christ. You mentioned some names. I'll mention those quickly. There's Jordan Peterson and Tom Holland, Douglas Murray, and even Russell Brand, the comedian. But let me ask you here, Bill, for listeners who are hearing our conversation today and they know these names and they know that they once were atheists and now they are either theists or they're followers of Christ. What about for the person who's listening to us now saying, what's the way forward? When you're known to be an atheist, you've held all sorts of atheist views, your family knows that you're an atheist, and yet you have something that's going on in your heart that's drawing you to faith in Christ. Where do you think the pathway leads here?
Yeah, well, for us, the pathway is to keep praying. That's obvious, right? I've got a list. I pray daily for many of these guys. Now, I just mentioned Daniel Dennett, who's just passed away. So, look, I'm I have to stop praying for him, right? Once you pass on, we believe his fate is now sealed, if you will. So I've taken him off my list, but I still have Dawkins on my list. I still have Sam Harris. I have, as you say, Peterson, Murray, Russell Brand, so many. Ayan Hirsi Ali, who says she is now a Christian, Naomi Wolf. They're either in this kind of transition period where they're really reconsidering, or some have made the move. I believe Jordan Peterson's wife has become a Catholic, left her unbelief. Number of these people, if not very open to Christianity, are at least talking about it. You mentioned before a kind of a cultural Christianity of Dawkins. Well, that, of course, is not enough to save you, but for him, it's a start, right? As I mentioned, all of these books were primarily aimed against Christianity. You know, they weren't talking about Islam or other religions. It was really a hatred of Christianity. So for now to have Dawkins come out and say, well, you know, I'm not a real fan of Islam, and if I had to pick one, I'd go with Christianity. He says, I like the old hymns. I like the Christmas carols. So, it's a step. That won't get them saved, but it's a step in the right direction. So for all of these people, pray they keep thinking, they keep being open, they keep listening and trying to follow the truth where it may lead. That was what Antony Flew had said, which I think was going back to Socrates, right? Follow the evidence wherever it leads. That's what we should do as honest intellectuals. And if that leads us away from atheism, well, so be it. So, and of course, if they do come to Christ, well, they'll need, as you say, prayer, because they're going to get a lot of attacks from their buddies and so many others. So it really is an ongoing process. We all do our bit. Some plant the seed and water and so on, sharing the gospel with these people. Some of us, all we can do is pray for them and, leave the results up to God. But I think it's kind of an interesting time to be alive here in the West. It looks pretty dark quite often, but when you see so many of these big names and public intellectuals all starting to question their own past unbelief and start making moves toward Christianity, hey, it's a good time to be alive.
And of course, those very well-known public atheists, they're very influential too. Mm-hmm. And there's a challenge there. Christian media has a role to play there, because people can tune in and they can have their faith nurtured and built. And there's something very important. So for listeners who are thinking, well, how do I ditch my own atheistic feelings? The encouragement there is just keep listening. And you might want to check some of the articles written by Bill Muhlenberg. And he's written articles about a lot of those names that he's mentioned as well-known atheists who've either found God or found Christ as Lord and Savior. The article we've been talking about is called What is Happening to All the Atheists? And you can find that when you simply go to billmuhlenberg.com, or you can Google Culture Watch, one word. Hey, Bill, always good getting a catch-up and on a great topic like this. Thanks so much for joining us again today on 2020.
Thanks again, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.